This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The pious predecessor said that from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jal turning away from a slave is that they are preoccupied with other people's affairs. Affairs that they are not supposed to be concerned about. And we see this a lot. Oof, did that person get a divorce? Oh my God, did that person marry that person? Oh my God, that person has 10 wives. Oh my God, that person's a drug dealer. He's on drugs now. Ya Allah, she got arrested. He got arrested. They had a fight. They had a fallout. That sheikh argued with that sheikh. That masjid had a big drama. This person goes global moon sighting. This person goes regional moon sighting. This person goes his own moon sighting. This person sights Jupiter. You know, we're so concerned about everyone. And how about we look into the mirror before looking out the window? And that's why the Salaf would say, طُوبَ لِمَنْ شَغُلَهُ عَيْبُهُ عَنْ عُيُوبِ النَّاسِ. Glad tidings to the one whose own faults preoccupy themselves from the faults of others. And the Salaf would also say, the early Muslims, that if we were to consider our words as part of our actions, then we would have been more silent. Beautiful words. Once again, if we were to consider that our words are from our a'mal, our good deeds, or from our deeds, then we would have been silent much. So the verse of this evening, as I'm sure you are aware, the verse of backbiting, Allah says, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Allah Azza wa Jal says, do not backbite one another. And Allah Azza wa Jal here used it in the plural form, in the sense of that when you're backbiting your own ummah, you're backbiting each other. It's like you're backbiting yourself. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Allah said, would any of you like to eat the meat of their dead brother or sister? And that's the similitude of backbiting. That's what we're doing. And why a corpse? Out of all the examples, you know, because a corpse can't defend itself. Right? It's just there. It's laying there. Can't do anything. Likewise, when you're backbiting against about someone, they're not around to defend themselves. Right? And if we had the guts, we had the courage, we'd go to them. And if we're really sincere, we'd say to them, Akhi, Ukhti, look, you know, this is the issue. Is it true? Is it not? Let's sort it out. Right? Talking about people creates issues. Talking to people solves issues. If we really had that sincerity, we go to them and say, look, this is the problem, 1, 2, 3. Especially when we go online, you know, airing your dirty laundry online, airing and venting your problems, and when there's issues and dramas, right? Whether it's about you or others, you know, this only perpetuates the problem, only makes it worse. Like I said, if we were sincere and we really wanted solutions, then this is not the manner and how we go about it. Yes, we all fall into sin, we all make mistakes, but at least let's try not to make it worse. And if you look at this ayah of backbiting, it's ayah 12 of Surah Al-Hujurat. Ayah 12 of Surah Al-Hujurat. And Surah Al-Hujurat, subhanAllah, is referred to as Surah Al-Akhlaq, the Surah of character. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla in this Surah outlines the most defining characteristics of what good character is. And among them is, of course, not backbiting each other. But that ayah 12, subhanAllah, doesn't start with don't backbite. Backtrack a little. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِ. Avoid much suspicion. Why? What's the connection? Because when a person doesn't have good suspicions of their brothers and sisters, what do? They fall into backbiting, right? Because if they had good suspicion, they'll give the benefit of the doubt. Or if they heard something, no, akhi, look, you know what? I don't think that's true. I know that person, they're good. You know, and if they did, they made a mistake. You know, we shouldn't judge people on their worst mistakes. It's what we do. We crucify these days. The person has, mashallah, so many good attributes. They make one mistake, they're crucified on public, you know, and social media. No, we shouldn't be like that. The Salaf would say, although this is a weak hadith, but the meaning is correct, give your brother or sister 70 excuses. We didn't even give 7. We didn't even give a seventh of an excuse. We look for 70 reasons to blame and to believe. So that ayah, subhanAllah, of backbiting starts with avoid suspicion, because we need to have good suspicions of our brothers and sisters. Well, wouldn't we like for us to, if someone was talking about us, another person to defend us, say, no, look, go and verify first. You know, in جَاءَكُمْ فَاسِقٌ بِنَبَئٍ فَتَبَيَّنُوا. News comes to you, verify. Verify, let's verify this information. The Prophet ﷺ said, لَا تَحْكُمْ بَيْنَ اثْنَيْنِ حَتَّى تَسْمَعْ مِنَ الطَّرَفَيْنِ أو كما قال. Do not judge between two until you hear both sides. Until you hear both sides. And usually we believe the story of the person who comes to us first. And no, if they come, say, JazakumAllah khairan, thanks for letting me know, right? Thanks for not bottling it up and taking the proper means. Because, you know, sometimes people need to speak, I'm not talking about venting here. The post tonight is going to be about venting online and the problems that creates, but looking for strategies. Jazakumullah khair. You know what? I'll talk. Do you want me to talk to that person for you? No problem. I will. You see? And I'll end with this hadith. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, it's enough of a sin. Meaning, if you do this sin, you shouldn't be sinning after that. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. What's his sin? Is it al-kufru billah, shirku billah? Is it not praying? I mean, they're, of course, major sins that can remove someone and from the fold. He said, it's enough of a sin to narrate everything you hear. To narrate everything you hear, subhanAllah. And what do we do today? Everything that comes our way, everything we read, everything we watch, everything we see, social media, Instagram, WhatsApp, yalla, we send it, we share it, we comment. SubhanAllah, it's enough of a sin to narrate everything you hear. Just because you heard it doesn't make it authentic.